Now, talking about emotions, calmness, mindfulness, Dr. Tom Moll is here. I'm going to tell you that he is a psychiatrist and a neuroscientist. Respect. That's all I can say. Good morning. Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Right. Now, you've got a very, very important thing to talk about here. Of course, this is your new app. This is the first motion-guided mindfulness app. Tell us a little bit about, should we start with mindfulness? What is exactly mindfulness?
So, yeah, exactly what is meditation? And I think more and more these days we're seeing it about. And more people perhaps we know are finding benefits from de-stressing and taking a few moments out each day in a very hectic, frantic world to find some peace and relaxation.
So yeah. The app is something that you obviously have found a way of helping us to do this.
Yes. So what's really exciting about this new meditation app that makes it different is that we've specifically designed it for people learning for the first time. And what we've got is the world's first feedback mechanism to keep people on track when they first learn. And what that means is it gives you a bit more confidence to learn meditation for the first time.
Yeah, that's key, actually, isn't it? Because you were saying to me earlier when we arrived, you said people say, I don't have time for this. I really do not have time. But actually, if you make a few moments of the day, it does help, doesn't it? Now, who would you say this is for? I mean, I would say it's for everybody, but do you have people in mind that you think it would help? Or
I think that in today's world, there's never really been as much busyness and stress, and we're all working usually longer and harder than when we have in the past. So if you're someone that could benefit from de-stressing, relaxing, but we also know that meditation can be effective for a range of different difficulties, whether it's overeating or whether it's with sleep or whether it's in fact with smoking.
Yeah.
So it's something that's actually quite broad in helping us cope a little bit better with everyday life and making us a bit healthier and happier.
One particular group of people that I would absolutely focus on, of course, is students. We were talking about my son earlier and how he had discovered mindfulness and how through sleepless nights of being stressed about work that he now wakes up, if he wakes up in the middle of the night, which invariably is quite a lot because he's doing a dissertation, that he has managed to train himself to count and focus on his breathing. Now,
I'd like to pick that up because when you look at the different meditation types, and even if you look at yoga, one of the key ingredients is focusing on the breath. And really with our work over the last few years, we've discovered that it actually has unique benefits just by paying attention to your breath. And that's really why with our new app, we focused it on mindful breathing, just simply paying attention to your breath. And we found that if you can do this just for, say, 10 minutes each day, it allows you to stop overthinking, to let go of thoughts, and to be more in the moment. And whether that's to help you get off to sleep at night, or whether to ground yourself before maybe an exam, or for students, whether if they've got to do a public presentation, just a few moments of becoming aware of the breath can be a really powerful technique and life skill.
It sounds really interesting. And I've actually got the app here because you asked me to open it and we tried it for a minute.
You took your first mindful breath, didn't you?
I did. So let's just talk about the app because it is a very simple and quite intuitive app, I think. For me to learn it in 10 seconds or a minute rather, that must be okay because I'm usually grappling with apps.
You did pretty well.
So you can download the app. Obviously with iTunes. It's on iPhones at the moment, isn't it?
Yep, coming soon on Android.
Excellent, that's what we like to hear. And you download it and you register. And then you've got this fantastic moving picture, quite an animated picture of mountains, ski mountains, haven't you?
That's right. So what we've done is we've made a course and we've delivered it by doctors and neuroscientists to give you really the most from meditation. And what you need to do is just to find 10 minutes each day to give it a go. And you can, within about 2 to 4 weeks, you should be able to see some improvement in your relaxation. And so really, depending on whether you just want to have a dabble and just take a few mindful breaths, you can try it out. Maybe find a comfy chair in your living room, some way that's quiet, you're not going to be disturbed, and then just have a play with the app. And as you develop confidence, you can then take it further. And we've got up to an 8-week course that you can use to get the maximum benefit.
And talking about benefit, have you spoken to people? We've obviously had some pilot schemes. Have you spoken to people that have used it? And I'm sure you've had people, as I said, that have said, no, I don't have time, or actually, I have made time.
This is one of the great things. I think that one of the most rewarding things has been hearing some of the users' feedback. And one person actually took the whole course, and she took over about 700 breaths, mindful breaths, and she said that it was transformative. So it's one of those things, it's like those life skills, it's a bit like a gym workout for the mind. If you're willing to put in just 5 or 10 minutes each day and build at it, it can be really rewarding.
It does sound wonderful. Just one thing, the app, the Future for app, obviously it's free. You can use it at the moment, can't you? You can download it. I can see here there's an upgrade, so if you want to move on and do more explorative things with it, you have that option. But at the moment, it is free.
Yeah, it's absolutely free and unrestricted for as long as you want. And you can do the 7-day beginner's course, which is a great sort of confidence builder. If you then want to carry on and do a full 8-week course, then it's a subscription of $3.99 a month. Yeah. So that's your options there.
And just one more thing, Tom, I spoke to you about it before, but how did you come about? You have a very interesting story about how you came about this mindfulness, and please explain it to us.
Sure. Well, I went to medical school at Manchester, and I spent most of my spare time going to India and Brazil and really trying to get and understand what meditation was. And I was kind of shocked to see that so many people were giving up from meditation or not trying it because it wasn't scientific or wasn't interactive. And so that's why I built these tools and this new patent-pending technology to try and give people feedback and the confidence to learn meditation for the very first time.
And not only for students, but it's for the likes of me, you, anyone who feels they just need to take a step back. And it actually makes you, I always think that when you take a step back from something, it makes you think in a different way, doesn't it? It gives you another understanding of something that you thought you completely understood. Or sleepless nights. Or I think it's for everyone, isn't it?
Yes, I think that some of the research has shown that mindfulness can really help nearly all of us if we're willing to put in that a few minutes each day, and can really find a rebalancing and toning down some of the stress system and promoting sort of the being mind that allows us to be in the moment and to really appreciate things as they happen.
So the app is called minds.com, which is MINDZ.com. A very, very I think a good name actually for the app. And as I said, I've downloaded it. It was really easy to use. I'm going to tell my son how to use it. And I've got another son just about to start university. So that's a good ka-ching moment for him. But Dr. Tom Moll, it's been lovely having you here. I wish you all the best for the future. Any more future things for the app? Are you trying to get more things on the app?
Yes, we're about to go global. And in the next few weeks, we'll be launching in the American App Store and across the world. So we'll be joining over 18 million meditators already in the world. So I hope you can take your next few mindful breaths, and I hope you enjoy the app.
Thank you very much indeed, Tom.